Due to technical difficulties, we join this program already in progress.
In other words, with appreciation for Jesus' suffering and the total giving of himself, both in his life and in his death. So we're asked to know Jesus today more deeply by focusing, you might call it meditating, on his passion and death. In response, we're called to an act of contrition. And to honor this, I will allow a little time of silence before our public confession today. Now, if we're puzzled at why the church would put this mini Good Friday prayer here, we need only remember that at that very beginning of chapter 6, verse 4, there is the announcement that the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. In other words, this whole chapter of 69 verses is part of a Passover story that won't be concluded until Jesus' crucifixion and death at the very end of the Gospel of John. There, at the end, we learn that Jesus did not keep the feast of the Jewish Passover before his death. No, John the Evangelist believes that instead, Jesus became the Passover. Jesus passed from death to life. And Jesus did not eat the traditional Passover meal, according to John. He became the Passover meal, food and drink, flesh and blood. We see that today's gospel focuses on Jesus' command to eat his flesh and blood so that we might have eternal life. In seminary, I will never forget our professor of New Testament stressing that the Greek word for eat conveys the sense of chewing on something crunchy. And believe me, this professor told us again and again, chewing, not just tasting and swallowing. We're to take the food and really savor it, rolling it around in our mouths, allowing the saliva to start to work, appreciating everything about the taste and texture. We're to take our time in eating, not rushing or just swallowing a bite whole. Why? Because Jesus is asking us to do this, to know him interiorly, to know him in his inner essence, to become so familiar with his spiritual consciousness that in eating and drinking, we become more and more like him. We become more and more like him spiritually. Jesus, constantly seeking us to love him more and to know him more deeply. Jesus is constantly seeking for us to love him more and to know him more deeply by taking this time with him. Jesus wants us to know him. And because he is the way to the Father, he wants us to know God. And God definitely wants us to know him. As we hear in Hebrews 8:11, and they shall not teach one another to say one another, know the Lord, for they shall know me from the least of them to the greatest, and I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Or as St. Paul tells us in Philippians 3:10, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming more like him. To know God. Our Old Testament reading from Proverbs also urges us to know God. In this reading, wisdom built a house, and the house represents the earth or creation. And wisdom set seven pillars upon it. Those seven pillars are meant to hold up the vault of heaven. Then wisdom invites us to a banquet. To come to wisdom's banquet is to appreciate and learn about God through creation. To follow wisdom is to choose life. To follow after transitory pleasures can only lead to death. Just as the reading from Proverbs exhorts us to lay aside immaturity and walk in the way of insight, the epistle from Ephesians urges prudence in our daily living. And most importantly, it urges us to come to know God more deeply. As I pondered the ways I've come to know God, I remember that my first experiences were as a child in a rural setting that was soon to become suburbia. My parents cleared most of the lot from the forest, but I learned about God in the woods. Here I learned to see God in the beauty of God's creation. Then as I matured and endured the tragedies and disappointments of life, I learned of God through the sufferings of his son Jesus and learned that no matter what happens, God is always with us. God will not leave us. I also learned to look for the joy and abundant life of resurrection that comes after the suffering. Now in these later years of my life, I search for the workings of the Holy Spirit in the world around me. I look especially for those folks who, in Bishop Cole's words, practice resurrection. That's a favorite with our bishop, practice resurrection. Three come immediately to mind just this week. An anonymous donor who gave all the teachers in one school $100 apiece to buy supplies. The fellow teachers of a cancer patient who gave up some of their sick days so that the man could continue with the cancer treatments but receive a paycheck. And finally, the New York University, which is financing medical school with free tuition in the hopes that the doctors will choose lower paying jobs, will choose jobs like primary care physicians that are so vitally needed in so many parts of our country, especially in the rural areas of the Southeast. Indeed, this last is a resurrection example that can provide innumerable fruits for many, many people for generations to come. Sharing resources, sharing knowledge, following wisdom brings life. The question I leave you with today is, how have you come to know God? How have you come to know God in your life? In the past, in the present, here at St. Thaddeus. And how can we share our joy in knowing God with others? After services today, the vestry will meet with us in a few smaller groups to inform us of what is being worked on with Bishop Cole as regards the calling of a new rector to our parish. As a congregation, we have intentionally been praying for the call of the new rector and for the opening of our hearts to receive whoever is called and the openness to venture into new ways of thinking and doing things. As we proceed, I think we need to remind ourselves that St. Thaddeus is not our church. It is God's church, and God chose us to come here. God called each and every one of us to come here. God is in charge. We are the temporary caretakers of God's house. But we know that God, working through the Holy Spirit with the bishop and our vestries, wants the absolute best for we pilgrim people. My prayer is that we be so filled with the Spirit of God, knowing that God will fill us with wisdom and insight, that we are literally spiritually intoxicated with singing and making melody in our hearts. And wait till you hear the beautiful offertory hymn. It made me feel spiritually intoxicated. May we give thanks to God our Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand as we profess our faith through the reading of the Nicene Creed found in your bulletin on page 9. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We will look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Praise the people. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. For Margaret, Steve, Nicole,
Courtney and J.R., Claire,
John and Jen,
Paul,
Marie,
Chuck,
Jenny,
Martha,
Renee,
Jane,
Ryan,
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send your spirit upon this congregation and its leaders to call a new rector and prepare our hearts to receive this person. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Turn us unto your ways, O God, and grant us courage to encounter new paths. Lord, in your mercy, turn us unto your ways and make us lovers of all, opening our arms to embrace our neighbor's need. Lord, in your mercy, are there any other intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Karen Schutz and Beth Carpenter Lackey. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Before we confess our sins against God and our neighbor, I'm going to give us 2 moments of silence, and I ask especially with all the division and divisiveness in this country that we remember each of our own faults, our own pride in not being willing to listen to another who may have a differing opinion from us. Let us take 2 minutes of silence as we contemplate the suffering and death of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Also with you.
Peace. Hutchison, who said she was the first bride in this church in 1965. So, welcome. We have several announcements before I let Gaines, as representative of the vestry, speak. I want to say that we have just about a month before we open the food pantry, and I'm hoping that each of us can begin to buy maybe one jar of peanut butter and one jar of jelly a week or whatever you see fit, but if we could start doing that now so that we can bless them on September 16th, the Sunday before we open the food pantry, that would be wonderful. Okay, I know Gaines started this 5-Sunday series by talking about sharing and how as we share, we become the miracle for Christ. So with that, Gaines, let's have your announcement.
Well, Dee is traveling somewhere, supposed to be landing right out there towards. So he's hoping to be back here by the time the service is over for our town hall meeting. Please, everybody, come afterwards or break up into 3 small groups to talk about what Bishop Cole has been talking to the vestry about and some of the things that we're considering in our rector search. We want to get some feedback from all of you and talk about those things. So please come, and so we can do that. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It's right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Gifts in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food and the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and remain with you forever. Amen. Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.